Thank you and good morning. State lawmakers want to make it easier for high school seniors to apply for financial aid, and a new bill is being considered to do just that. Assembly Bill 2160 would require high schools in the state to electronically submit the verified GPA of every high school senior in the state to the Student Aid Commission, along with a completed free application for federal student aid, the Middle Class Scholarship Program, or a DREAM Act application. Lawmakers want to remove the obstacle of GPA verification and make it easier for students to obtain the necessary funding for college. State Republican senators are crying foul after the Democrats used their supermajority to block a resolution that would expel Democratic Senator Rod Wright from the state Senate. Wright of Inglewood in Los Angeles has been convicted on 8 counts of perjury for lying about his residency as it relates to his Senate seat. Republicans wanted a resolution brought up for an immediate floor vote, but Democrats used parliamentary procedure to have the resolution sent to committee instead. Republicans opposed the procedure and pointed to the fact that state senators had voted immediately to remove senators convicted of felonies in the past, including 4 times in the 1990s. Keat TV, which is partially funded by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, needs to raise $250,000 by June 30th to meet required funding goals, and they are launching a membership drive to get the ball rolling. A Keat member is someone who pledges $5 a month or more in support, said Executive Director Ron Schoner. The membership drive, titled The Power of One, points out that each individual donation counts. Local residents are encouraged to become sustaining members of public television. In early January, someone broke into a storage shed at Miller Farms Nursery in McKinleyville and stole 2 Honda generators, a nail gun, and other power tools. On Wednesday, an employee at Miller Farms notified sheriff's deputies that the stolen generators may be at a transient camp north of Nursery Road. Deputies responded to the scene and recovered one of the stolen generators, along with some of the power tools and a radio. They arrested 39-year-old Chris Ann Crittenden, who was booked on possession of stolen property charges. Mendocino County Assistant District Attorney Damon Gardner, who shot a man on a Sacramento street corner following an altercation last October, will serve 30 days in jail and 3 years probation. Gardner, who was issued a concealed carry permit from Mendocino County, was on leave at the time of the incident and got into a physical altercation with 2 other men, and when he was on his back being kicked in the head, pulled out his handgun and shot one of the men, causing a non-life-threatening injury. Eureka Mayor Frank Yeager believes the city council will make a selection for a new city manager at next Tuesday's council meeting. The 3 candidates met with 2 interview panels over 6 hours on Wednesday, and the process of conducting background checks and the last due diligence is underway. One of the hopefuls is local, and the other 2 are from out of state. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
1 morning in March can make a real difference for the future of a high school student. This is Jim Ritter with Humboldt Live, the Arcata High School Career and College Center, and the Decade of Difference Initiative. On the morning of March 12th, we will be coordinating our job shadow, which gives students a hands-on, real-life look at what a job or profession involves. Please call me at 839-5114 to sign up to host a student for job shadow. The Decade of Difference, making a real difference for the future of the North Coast.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. In late January, the California Court of Appeals ruled that Caltrans must reevaluate the environmental impacts of the Richardson's Grove Improvement Project. According to the court, Caltrans made numerous errors in its environmental analysis, including how the project will affect old-growth redwoods. The goal of the project is to widen Highway 101 to allow standard-sized trucks to pass through. Lieutenant Commander Brett Fabry of the Garberville Area Command of the CHP described how the trucks currently navigate the roadway.
The trucks that are coming through, these larger STA trucks that come up here that aren't supposed to be up here because the route is not a designated STA route, they have to cross over into the other traffic lane. And so at this time, you know, we've had some accidents, but it could be a matter of time before, you know, we have 2 vehicles collide in there that could potentially block 101 for a significant amount of time.
Fabry went on to say that rainy weather can add to the danger.
This time of year, it's usually locals, so they're very familiar with it. But yeah, the road does stay wet. Then you get the redwood leaves on it, so they can get a little slipperier than normal. And then Richardson Grove, you know, when it's raining pretty hard, like I was coming back from San Francisco last night, it was raining really hard. It's hard to see going through there, you know, when the road starts getting wet and the headlights are shining in different directions.
Caltrans has issued a statement saying that the project will not remove any of the old growth redwood trees along the route. And that's the news on this Friday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.